until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. The wilderness will always remain a wilderness. And when the Spirit comes, what doesn't look like anything will become fruitful. How many of you know that your life was nothing until you began to pray? As you begin to pray, suddenly things begin to change in your life. Favor begin to come. Abundance begin to come. Things begin to change, and you wonder, how is that possible? It's because as you begin to pray, you engage the Spirit. An immortal Spirit come upon you. And when the immortality comes upon the life of a man, it swallows anything that looks like mortality. Because the spiritual realm is always stronger than the physical realm. In the realms of the Spirit, everything in the physical look weak. Everything in the physical look weak. It will require only men and women that have strength in the Spirit to be able to conquer upon the face of the earth. Only men with strength in the Spirit. That will require you to have the Spirit of the breaker. We call it Baal Perazim. There is such a thing as God the breaker. The God that break through idols. The God that break through challenge. God encounter a man. He said, no, go and break through the idols in your family. I know you are a man. You love the Lord. But I and idols cannot thrive. Can you rise and break through the idols in your family? If you want me to work with you, go and destroy your idols in your family. Many of you are still Christian, but like I said, you still love to go and dance in prayer panels. It's a challenge. How the members of our church are still members of prayer panels. Members of our church are still members of party halls. You are in church on Sunday. From Monday to Saturday, you are punctual. You are more punctual in party halls, more punctual in clubs. They know you are CC Cecilia. They know you are the Rasta man. There's no kind of dance you cannot dance. Yet you come to church, you look very innocent. Why? You are too weak. You don't know your reality in the Spirit. You only know your reality in the flesh. And in the realm of the flesh, the devil is your master. He will lead you to anyhow you want to do. In the realm of the Spirit, when you begin to advance, you become part of the excellency of the council of air. And as part of the council of the Benai Elohim, the council of the sons of God, you can be a representative member that you can represent the Lord effectively well. I come to let you understand that there's a spirit that breaks through idols. There's a spirit that breaks through challenge. There's a spirit that breaks through anything that looks like oppression. Yet you are having attacks at night. There's a spirit that can come upon you that you can begin to fight those attacks. When the spirit of the Baal Perazim come upon you, what happens is when the attack comes at night, you are positioned to begin to fight it. When I gave my life to Christ early enough, it was hard for me. Because every night I was oppressed by demons. Demons come to sit upon me to oppress me. I tried to shout G. I cannot shout G. What I required was the spirit of the breaker. The ability to break through those challenges. Those demons shut me from saying the name of Jesus. And they make me suppress. They oppress me, regress me. They will press my neck. When it's remaining 0.3 seconds for me to die, they will not release me. I will breathe. They will press me again. I thought it's because I was not going to church very well. I was sitting on the front row in church. They were still doing the same thing. I went and I confessed my sin. Sanuku Yanwa chicken crazy. I went back to continue. What I needed was what? The spirit of the breaker. The supply of the spirit of the Lord that has the ability to break through. You cannot fight spirit with carnal parameters. You cannot fight spirit without a spirit. You must fight spirit with spirit. There is a dimension in you that is a spirit. Man is spirit, soul, and body. If you have not exercised that dimension, you may not be able to have strength. So when spirit come after your life, the challenge is this: you are trying to approach them with your soul or with your body. It's too weak. And so they are stronger than you. So they oppress you because the attack come upon your spirit first. When you attack your spirit, your soul is in bondage. And your body yields to the suppression of your soul. And that's how men are demonized. Not because their body is demonized or their soul. It's because their spirit is in bondage. When you are strengthening your spirit, you give life to your soul and you give immortality to your body. When you are not strengthening your spirit, you give death to your soul and you give decadence of death again to your body. And you never have a hope of rising again. Never. Sometimes I will gather Bibles, and say, please, in this house, before anybody sleep, I'll pack their Bible. I'll put one by this side, put one here. I will draw cross, draw everything. I will light on upon one. When night comes, those demons will come and sit upon the Bible. And they will put their finger in my heart and they will turn like this. And here am I. If I close my eyes, small is oppression. So you wake up in the morning, you are so tired. Why? At night you are oppressed, and in the morning time you are still working. The liberty came when the supply of the Spirit came. The days when the Lord Jesus appeared to me, He touched my hand and He released power. He said, "Today I will empower you against your adversary. I will empower you against any principality. I will empower you against any darkness." I said, "Today I give you the war. I give you the weapons of war." He said, "Today you will speak, and weapons of war will come from your spoken words." And immediately when He empowered me that same night, those people came again as usual. And why they came, what they didn't understand was that the breaker has visited me. And now I have the spirit of Him that prayed to me. And why they came? Immediately when they came, when they want to exercise their authority again, I do not know how. A dagger appeared in my hand. Immediately when that dagger appeared, I found myself fighting them in war. I didn't know how that thing happened. It was the spirit of the breaker. And I want to let you understand, the devil will not only oppress you, he will suppress you and he will pervert you. So you will find yourself sleeping with spirit. You will literally see snake having sex with you. You will see dog having sleep with you. See cat having sex with you. They will sleep with you. And you will see you literally release either sperm or you get wet as a lady. Devil will never, he will never leave you. He will oppress you. That is why we have to be on fire for God naturally. It's for our liberty. It's not because you want to be a man of God. No, it's so that you can live a life that you are happy. But devil will oppress you. He will repress you. He will attack you. He will make your life look so, oh my God, your life will look so pitiful. There are people at work, I look at them, I can see demons around them. Demons around them. They are oppressed at night. Nobody may know. If you have the eyes of the spirit, you will know. When you come close to them, you can sense the activity of demons. Sometimes those spirits make them to feel, they feel like not to come to church again. Why? Because they don't want to be delivered. So the demon of Gadara said, "Why did you come to me? Why did you come?" Because he know that when they come to the place of light, darkness run away. So an old woman used to come with three of her children. They will come when they appear in my room. They will now turn to different animals. One of the daughter turned to like a cat, the other one turned to like goat, the other one turned to like snake. The old man will not turn to like something. They will not laugh at me. All of them will not take down and have sex with me like a prostitute. It's painful. I was crying. I was being oppressed. But yet my pastor could not help. When I met my pastor, I talked to him. He doesn't know what to understand. He does not understand spiritual things. He doesn't know what is going on with me. He can't understand it because he's spiritual. And I know that something is contending against my destiny. Because anytime you begin to associate with demonic spirit, it's an exchange that is going on. Exchange. An exchange of your destiny, an exchange of your life. That's how they will keep giving me every day. And all the disappointment I see every day was as a result of those union, those alliances, those fraternity with darkness. They are trying to frustrate my life to a point where I can yield to them. That was the time that beasts were just appearing to me. All kinds of beasts. Having encounters in all kinds of spirit. All kinds of spirit. If it was the devil, it was quite easy. Every kind of demonic principality just coming to take their turn upon you. Because now you become a host where they can come and occupy. Any one of them come and use you as a vehicle. You take them to Sabo. You take them to Zaria. You take them to Kaduna. You take them to Maiduguri. You take them to Bauchi. You take them to Lagos. When you enter plane, they follow together with you in plane. As you enter a car, they are together with you in car. Because spirit are looking for men who can be their host to enter. So that anywhere you go, they are following together with you. I refuse to be a host of a spirit of darkness. I refuse to be an accommodation for any beast. If you don't burn for God, your life will become a host. You will be a vehicle where spirit are conveyed to different regions. The reason why we have demonic entities in region, because men have become their host. Men have become their vehicle of influence. The same way you can be a carrier of the Holy Ghost and you can move through the Holy Spirit anywhere. The same way men are habitation of spirit. That's the reason why this is appearing to you at night. Why do you think the spirit is coming to have intercourse with you? It's trying to ensure that you implant his own seed inside of you. Because anything about intercourse is to give birth to another kind. That is how spirit are battled upon the face of the earth. how that a perversity come as they sleep with you suddenly. You begin to have dreams seeing yourself as a serpent, having children as serpent. It's because a serpent slept with you last night. And now you are a host, an incubator of diverse kinds of spirits. And you are giving birth to Nephilim and giants you don't even know. You yourself know that there are human beings inside of you. There are beings and spirits inside of you. You are walking yet you know you are not alone. And you know it's not the Holy Spirit. You know there are spirits around you. You are in your room yet you know there are other spirits in this room together with you. You know. And sometimes when they want to fellowship with you, you know what they tell you to do. When I watch pornography, when I masturbate now, let's do it together. It's mimicking. They are trying to mimic the secret place. They are trying to mimic intimacy. They are trying to mimic communion with the Holy Spirit, because you must fellowship with any spirit to partner with. So if you must fellowship with the devil, there are vehicles to do that. The vehicle is perversion. So you make a lady to become a perverted lady. You may not be a prostitute, but you can still be a lady that is so perverted. And through you, spirit are born daily. And you give excellence to the strength of darkness. That was what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. That the Lord said, I want to come and check to see whether the cry I'm hearing in heaven is the same with the commensurate kind of bondage in the land. It was because men have intercourse with spirit, and now they have given birth to creation that God does not desire. There are people today that may be human beings, but yet they have been so possessed by a beast. And when you look at them, they are expression of spirit. The guy came to me to do him deliverance. He literally was behaved like a snake. Literally, he has allowed a serpentine spirit remain in him for so long. And now he's a conduit tube. And the spirit have taken his nature. And he can literally hear other snakes talk from a distance to him. The same way when you dwell with the Holy Spirit and he possesses so much, he can give you access to the reality of God and the spirit. In the same way, you can dwell with demonic spirit and you can literally be perceiving the affairs of darkness. You may not know why they tell you, kill yourself, kill yourself. You go and kill yourself. Why? Because a spirit calls you, they beckon upon you. That is how they summon people in secret society to attend meeting. Now you are part of them. So you drink the blood of animals. The life of a being is in his blood. So they make it to continue to drink the blood of a kind of animal so that you behave like the kind of the animal. It's an adumbration. Then you drink the blood of each other so that you can become like in a brotherhood, and now you can perceive of each other. Is a mystery of intercourse. If they transfer my blood to you, you are carrying my life. Is the truth. That's why blood transfusion is dangerous. Anyone that has been transferred blood before asking, he begin to dream the dreams of the person that they transfer his blood to. I'm telling you, the life of any being is his blood. Maybe 80 years old, they can transfer the blood of a child to you, become like a child. Your body will naturally conform to that nature. The origin of your genes comes from your blood. So when you go to drink communion the next time you go, realize that there is an initiation, a ritual in keeping to Christianity. How men can partake of the blood of the Lamb. And that's why Jesus Christ said, whosoever did not drink of my own blood and eat of my own flesh doesn't have a part in me. Men of deep mysteries in God are men that partake, that commune with the Lord. Don't understand the way to commune with the Lord, you will be wasted upon the face of the earth. You can never become one with him. You can never be united together with him in spirit and in truth. I speak the things I speak to you. Why? Because that is where our strength lies. Have you seen a lady that be so possessed with demons? How strong she is. How strong she is. Five men can try to hold her, she will do like this. All of them will freak out. It's not her. There is a spirit upon her. It's a spirit that has the ability to break through. Spirit are always 20. An average spirit, if you see him, is so big and blue. Sometimes they kind of harness and compress themselves to enter into a man. That's why when they enter into you, you do one of those things that you can imagine more. Because you do things that normal men cannot do. So a small child can look at you and say, Mommy, I will kill you. Mommy, I will kill you. And you think it's a child that is talking. No. There are spirits inside of the child that give him the ability to speak like that. The same way you do, you can be so timid and shy. The day you begin to dwell with the Lord, suddenly boldness and courage begin to come upon you. It's the supply of the spirit, and it comes to help you to break through. Lastly, you must triumph upon the face of the earth. You must understand that God desires all of you. If today you are seeking God as an option, you may never find him.
I'm not joking.
Everyone that seek God as an option, you never find him. You can never desire to encounter God and you have another option. The temptation is that that option will be much stronger than God. You won't believe me. What I mean by this is this. I don't want you to be too careful seeking the Lord. Be very, very foolish in seeking the Lord. If you seek the Lord to a point and look at you and say, "Kai, this is not how they when they did God now." If you seek the Lord to a point, people say you are too foolish. You are doing your own too much. Your own is over. Pastor, Sister Mary, Holy, Holy. This is how you're supposed to be. You must be 100% with God. 100%. 100%. Doing even what I call the extra more. Don't do God today. Tomorrow we'll not see in church again. Till after 5 months, you wait for the next conference to come. You'll never find God like that. You must remain with God dead. Many of us are faithful in giving tithe. Is that not true? Do you know that by day you are supposed to give God a tithe of your day? You have 24 hours in a day. What is the tithe of a day? 2 hours, 40 minutes. If you cannot spend at least 2 hours, 40 minutes with the Lord every day, forget about knowing the Lord. Like, forget. Any man that cannot reference the Lord, acknowledge the Lord, spend time with the Lord for at least 2 hours, 40 minutes per day, will never know the Lord. It's not anything. It's impossible. Do you know why I love Muslims? No matter the program you are doing, no matter where you are traveling to, when it's time for prayers, they must stop and go and pray. When you summon the time an average Muslim reference the Lord per day, it's more than the time a pastor reference the God, and he has shepherd, he has people to lead. The realm of the spirit answer nothing but to sacrifice. Whosoever that sacrifice more win the bait. God is not a respecter of person. God respects his principle. Respect men that obey him and respect men that sacrifice him. I know obedience is better than sacrifice when the Lord demands of obedience. But in the days where the Lord does not demand of obedience, sacrifice can bring the Lord to a place. And that is why men that sacrifice always become a center and an excellency of spirit. If a day, we cannot give but a minimum of 2 hours, 40 minutes, how do we intend to know the Lord? How can you watch film for 5 hours in a day and 1 hour for the Lord is a challenge? How? Let's be frank. When you go to sleep, what is your dominant reality? Is the movie. That is why you dream and see yourself acting the movie together with the actors. It's not because the movie is too sweet. No, that is your dominant reality. If you gist with your friends for 10 hours in a day and pray for 2 hours, do you know what will happen? When you are sleeping, you begin to continue gisting with your friends. If you are busy in the market for 10 hours in a day and you come to church for 1 hour, when you are sleeping, you will still be doing market transaction. When we add this one now, add 2 mudu, add 3 mudu. You are talking it in your dream. Not because of anything, that is your dominant reality. Anytime you spend more hours with the Lord continue with you. That is our secret. I read the Bible until I read, and I want, and I feel like sleeping. I sleep reading the Bible. Then I have encounters seeing the writers of the scriptures. I pray to a point I'm tired of praying. I now sleep kneeling down. Or I now sleep praying, and I begin to have encounters. You wake up at night, the Holy Ghost stay up to pray. And when you wake up, you wake up. Shaga bagada bagada bagada. You now stop. You carry your movie. You start watching. After you watch for 5 hours, you now sleep. Let's be frank. Who do you want to encounter you? What do you sow to? You have sowed to the flesh, and to the flesh you will reap. If you sow to the spirit, you will reap of the spirit. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, he will reap. How can a pastor have ministration tomorrow, today, and yet he's busy up and down? I was busy with you together today. What did I tell you people? I have dwelt with the Lord sufficiently well that even if I don't dwell with the Lord again, I'm just traveling pretty for the next 10 years. I will still be sharing revelation. It will not change. Why? A prepared man is always better than a prepared message. I have been prepared by the Lord. The way the Lord has fashioned and made me so much like this, the depth of God inside of me is something that a generation will take them time to finish unraveling it. Listen to any of my message, you will learn something new. Read any of my books, you will learn something new. Spend 5 minutes with me, I will teach you something new. Why? I have dwelt so much with the Lord. But many of you, if I take the reality of your life, you have invested so much. That's why you know so much about many more movies. Many seasonal movies, you know so much of them. You can quote each actors of them rather than the actors of scriptures. You don't know any, you don't even know the 12 apostles. But you know the series of movies. This is your dominant reality. When you want to encounter the Lord, you must seek the Lord with the whole of your heart, with everything that desires in your being. The Bible says, true desire. A man separated himself and seek the Lord and intermingled with all wisdom. True desire. What do you desire? What do you desire? Man sing a song and say, my desire is to be with you alone. Like I said lastly, if you can only forsake your life and seek the Lord in totality for just 1 year, 1 year, you can fast from that movie. You can fast from football. I told you yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, I saw big men crying because Man U did not win. They were sitting down on the ground crying, Man U. He has never cried unto the Lord, never. These are men that are too strong and proud in church. Never see the need to cry, but simply because at the time in the Man U did not win, he was crying and refused to be comforted. And that's a man that wants to know the Lord. You are busy on phone with your boyfriend for 3 hours every day, talking sexual talk, talking carnal talks, and yet you want to now come and do shagadabagadabagadabag for 1 hour. What do you think you will see at night? You will see him sleeping with you at night. It's just a normal reality. It's your dominant reality. Anything that dominates your subconsciousness is what will manifest in your life. So you don't spend time reading the word of God. You don't spend time listening to messages. You don't spend time praying. How do you want God to encounter you? How? You must give God all if you want God to encounter you. All. Let me tell you the amazing thing. You don't need all the knowledge in the world. You don't need to pray all the prayer in the world. There is a required amount of prayer that when you pray, something will break in the spirit. I'm telling you. A plane does not run in the ground for long. There is a required momentum when it gathers, it goes up. That's how our life works. There is a required kind of energy that when you generate, you will climb. When you climb, whether you don't do it again, it's natural. There is a required kind of prayer, fasting, studying you will do. Your eyes will open in the spirit. When it opens, it remains with you because the gift and the callings of God are without repentance. Even if I sleep with a lady today, I can still come and preach like this and be blessed. Why? The giftings and the callings of God are without repentance. I have paid the price before. Why have I paid the price? The realm was open. Now I'm in the realm. That's the danger in the body of Christ right now. How many have paid the price? They fasted and killed themselves. They did 100 days fasting. They did prayer for 30 hours, 100 hours. Now the realms have opened. Now the dimensions have opened. And as the dimension have opened, now they refuse to do all those things. And yet they are functioning in those dimensions. But what they do not know is that you will get weary. You will get weary. But it will take time. And it's when you are weary, the devil will not strike you. Then your falling will be falling. Great indeed. No matter how high a plane goes, when the fall finishes, it will come down. You must, of necessity, spend time with God and give God your all. A required kind of prayer you must pray. Maybe when you give the Lord 1 year, 2 years, you will break through in the spirit. That your calling, that dimension that God wants to communicate to you, it requires a certain level of sacrifice. There is an amount of giving, seed you must sow. You must sow that amount of seed for certain things to happen. There is an amount of prayer, an amount of studying, an amount of knowledge you need. The same way, and you cannot enter university today, they will say they should graduate today. It's a lie. There is an amount of knowledge you must go to in class. There are classes you must attend. There are exams you must write. There are certain kind of tutorials you must attend. When you are done, after 4 years, they give you a certificate. And now today they say you are a biochemist. You are a physicist. The difference was nothing. The knowledge you had. The same thing. There's a kind of knowledge that when you have a dimension open in the spirit for you. Can you rise on your feet as you pray? If you must triumph in this life, you must understand God as the God that brings you. You must understand the dimension of God as the spirit of the breaker. The ability of God to pray through our challenge, pray through our oppression, pray through our resistance. You must further understand the power of waiting upon the Lord, the power of the secret place. You must also further understand the necessity for you to hold barely to the fountain of life, where light emanates. Can you open your mouth and begin to cry unto the Lord and say, oh Lord, in this season of triumph, may my life experience total transformation, total triumphing. I will never be head bound. I will never be limited. Not by any powers of darkness. Not by any kind of limitation. Hey, the lion has roared, who will not be afraid? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? The eagles have gathered. Now is the time for the living creatures to come. We are about to fly in the spirit. I don't know about you, I tell you. I bring you greetings from heaven. We are in a place in the spirit right now. This place, you don't need hands to be laid upon you. We need to just encounter the Lord. Say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hey, bro. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Oh Adonai, oh Adonai, Adonai. Oh Adonai, oh Adonai, Adonai. Oh Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Hey, Adonai, oh Adonai, Adonai. Oh Adonai, 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 Adonai. Oh Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Oh Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Oh Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Oh Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Eles por eles. When you are here, 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 oh when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, oh when you are here, 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 oh when you are here. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, oh, when you are here, 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 oh, when you are here, 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 oh, 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 Are possible with God. That sickness is banished. That sickness is banished. It's banished. It's banished. That infirmity in your body is banished. I come against that attack. I come against that attack of the devil. I come against it. I come against it. It is broken. The stronghold of darkness is broken. The stronghold of darkness is broken. The stronghold. The powers against your life. The covenant against your life. The altars of darkness against your life. The image of darkness. The weeping gold of darkness. It is broken. It is broken. It is broken. Scales fall out of you. Scales fall out of you. Scales of darkness. These are Itato, a covering of the devil, a floating garment of the devil. They are more like a defense system the devil has put to safeguard you from the beauty and the glory of the Lord. I saw those scales fall off. And I saw certain demonic yokes of darkness. I see it fall out of people. The Lord said, deliverance, emancipation has come for you. Say, deliverance, emancipation, freedom and liberty has come for you. I see the Lord come. We can party today, and we write it again another story. That your life shall be another story again, written by the Lord. I pray for one set of people. That's all. It is total triumph. If you are here and somehow with our diverse graces in this house, I'm going to join faith together with all of them. If you are here and I know you have been laboring for a very long time, and somehow you know that somehow you have been stagnated. You don't even know why you are stagnated. Anything you lay your hands to do somehow, it kind of always fails. And you know there is a power of darkness that is trying to prove its strength over your life. And somehow you see yourself rise and fall in life. Whether spiritually, whether academically, whether in your business. And somehow, most times you also experience warfare at night. Heavy kind of warfare, hard for you to survive. This is the season of triumph, as your pastor has said. You must triumph. He said total. Total triumph. I want to welcome you to the front here. I'm going to personally pray for you. I'm going to pray for you and shift you into that new possibility of the Spirit. If I cannot be limited by the powers of darkness, how comes can you be limited if grace is made available for you? It's impossible. It's impossible. I didn't feel the need to enter the congregation to pray for anybody. Not like you. You, what's your name? You that you are turning your back. You are supposed to come. You are supposed to come here. You are supposed to be here. As I'm looking at you, I see demonic oppression around your life. Come to this side. But you look at me. You. While I look at you, I saw an oppression that come upon your life to kill you. And somehow the Lord averted it. And the Lord told me, he said, you that are looking at me. Yes. And the Lord told me, he said, I should let you understand that the deliverance upon your family lies upon your hand. And that was the reason why the oppression keep coming, to actually destroy you. Do not cry. As I talk to you right now, I saw an angel of the Lord stand by you. And the angel has come to pour an oil for the season to give you a requisite grace for you to be able to survive. The reason why she's crying is because she sent the witness of the Spirit. I'm an apostolic and a prophetic individual. These are privileges that the Lord give to me by grace. If I want to turn this place upside down, I know what to do. I'm so tired, I don't want to do. I will just pray for you, things will happen. You don't need to worry. I'm seeing a lot of things in the Spirit. You young man looking at me, as I stand by you right now, as I'm standing here right now, I am seeing in the Spirit an angel stand by you. And I see the angel hold a scroll. And in the scroll, I saw many things written in the scroll. And the Lord said, I should let you understand that a new opportunity come for you in the Spirit. You will see a breakthrough that will happen not to you in the physical. It will amaze you. It will amaze you. One lady, I'm seeing the Lord telling me to let you understand. The Lord says, when he separates you from three kinds of your friends, I see certain level of people over your life that has made you live certain life that you have not desired. And constantly, every day, you cry upon the Lord because the Lord has been trying to encounter you and visit you. And somehow, people have been fighting, contending for your life. And the Lord said, I will restore again unto you strength. And through you, I will war over the family. Pastor, Apostle, Apostle Johnson. What's your name? Manasseh. Manasseh, as I look at you, the reason why I'm going to allow you to also join us to pray is because I see a strong apostolic grace upon your life. A strong apostolic grace upon your life. A strong apostolic grace. Men will look at you and wonder, where did you come from? You have been equipped by the Lord. Your encounters and your visitation has educated you to let you understand the thing that the Lord has for you to do. I saw you function in the prayer, but the Lord should tell you it's for a season and a time, because yet a portion of work the Lord has for you. You say, I'm right. I don't need to be right. I bring you greetings from the Spirit. There's a heavy burden upon your heart, but I see the Lord giving you strategy. I see right now you doing a lot of things, but the Lord said the time comes. The time comes. Now you are in half of the time. He said the time cometh. He said all men shall see thee. It will happen like a charm. There was a temptation upon you to compromise. The Lord said the men steadfast. I will surprise you. I will amaze you. Young man, you. No matter, look at you. The Lord showed me in the vision your life in two segments. I saw one part of your life look like night, and I saw another part like day. And the Lord said, I should let you understand you are living your night unto your day. The Lord said, a season break forth for you in the Spirit. And right now you are journeying from darkness into light. And the Lord said, he will take you deep into light. You'll be part of the enemy service the Lord is going to use in this end time. You, as I'm looking at you, mark these people I'm looking at and I'm talking. What do you do? You do business. Because I saw the Lord blessing the works of your hands. I saw the Lord blessing the works of your hand. Somehow there have been some little resistance. There have been some little resistance. There was a season of blossoming. Right now there's a little bit resistance. I don't want to say it's mismanagement of funds, but somehow there has been some little bit of resistance. I see the Lord blessing the works of your hands. Please return to gold in your hands. What do you do? Okay, because I'm seeing the same connection. As I'm looking at her, I'm seeing things turning to gold in your hand, but actually I'm seeing it actually. That's what I'm asking you about it, you say. Do you know her anywhere? It's a season of reward. When the Lord breaks through for you, it's because he's breaking for all of us as a family. Young woman, look at me. The Lord said the longing of your heart, he will answer. The Lord said, be at peace with me, I will cross my good way to before you. I get what I'm saying now. You have been praying and you've been crying. Many have mocked you, many have insulted you, but the Lord said, I will come to comfort you again. And I will pray through for you. I will make a sign and a wonder. It will not look as though your God is deaf. I don't know who is this person that has gone through a season of pain. You went through intense season of pain and persecution. Lord say you will triumph. You will triumph. You will triumph. A season of reward comes. A season of reward comes. A season of reward comes. Where is that lady? You come. You see, I don't know why. The Lord just let you know that whom he has forgiven, he has forgiven. Whom he has had mercy, he has had mercy. Don't lock yourself in the cage. There is more to you than this. I get what I'm saying now. I don't want you to look at yourself and make yourself inferior. The Lord said with you, I will do wondrous things. The Lord said, I want you to be brave and to be courageous. Somehow you think a lot. You have permitted yourself to be taken advantage by the devil. Many of the challenges in your life right now at the moment, I see like a demonic resistance around you. Many of the things that are resisting you right now is because you have permitted it in your mind. You go through a lot of warfare in your mind. I'm making sense. I'm making any sense. Huh? Can you hear me? The Lord says he's going to bring you comfort. This is going to be very popular. I will speak to you in a language that you can understand. Can you seek the Lord beyond this? Seek the Lord beyond this. The Lord will be amazing. He will surprise you. The Lord will surprise you. Apostle Johnson. Can you laugh here? There's more work to be done. There's more work to be done. There's more work to be done. I know you are in a level right now in the spirit. But I'm trying to let you understand that there are dimensions in the spirit. Are you from the east? You're from the east. Here is more like for you a breeding ground. Your influence will break through from Mafia even to the east. The Lord will have a lot of work for you to do even there. You may have to go there and do many things. Many more things. I see the Lord empowering you to break through the witchcraft and the divination and the spirit of the occult that thrive even within the east. Eastern region. And I see you turning even to the south. There are places the Lord has shown unto you in your dreams and in your vision. I see the Lord opening unto you doors to those regions. Doors to those regions. This thing will happen by the power of the Lord, not by the connection of men. It will amaze you. It will amaze you. I want you to join hands and just pray. God, can you come? Righteous, Surely the person that drove me is not my driver, is my brother, my friend, Apostle Righteous. So please, you're going to help me. You're going to pray for them. As we pray for you, there's a shift. Young man, I see you organizing meeting like a seminar for your people and building up for people. The wisdom of the Lord upon you is for a nation. The Lord told me I should let you understand that nation will come to the brightness of the rising that come from your wisdom. Your utterances, your speakings, your counsel will bring men liberation. Your counsel will cause men to prosper. And the Lord saying they are prospering, so shall you prosper. I touch your grace, my life was good. I may never be the same. I touch your grace, my life was good. I may never be the same. I touch your grace, my life was good. I got your grace, my life, my aya, aya.
As they adopt, there are many graces available. As they pray for you, me too, I will join hands and pray for you. Let's see the devil that will limit you. If my grace does not work, the word of your pastor will work. This one does not work, this one will work, this one will work, this one will work. Can you come and pray for them? Say from today, we decree total triumph of this one. They can never be limited. Sir, are you to minister of business? I see the Lord giving you a business. The Lord is going to give you an idea. The Lord is going to favor you. The Lord is going to favor you. I see a reward come for you. Somehow you have served somebody. Did you serve anybody? You have served somebody, you have not been rewarded. You are not rewarded. I see the Lord favoring you. Somebody is going to favor you. This man has done good to some people. They have done it evil. Father, they will reward you. The Lord is going to fight for you. I see a battle fought against you. The Lord says he will fight for you. Then by his favor, you will be rewarded. Let it be so in the name of the Lord. Let it be so in the name of the Lord. Let it be so in the name of the Lord. Who is having anything to do with prison condition? You find it hard to breathe. I'm perceiving the angels of healing, and the Lord says he's healing men. There's healing coming for your prison condition. Sir, I see the grace of the Lord upon you strongly. That's a strong grace of the Lord upon you. I will find expression in healing, miracles, and signs and wonders. A strong grace. This will come as a result of service and honor. As a result of service and honor. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask, O God, everyone committed in honor, everyone committed in service, you reward. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you become a hybrid of the possibilities of graces available in the name of Jesus. I bless you with the blessings of heaven. A strong anointing. And this will find expression by certain angelic being working with you. Strongly in the miraculous and in signs and in wonders.
The hot houses are going to carry fire, and they will burn. They will burn. They will burn. They will burn. Are you willing to give up certain things for the Lord? As I look at you, I look at myself many years ago. Addicted to drugs and alcohol. Is it making sense? As I look at you, I see a mighty apostle that is like a shoulder. All the waywardness you are living right now is the glory of the Lord that the devil is trying to shut down. But while I look at you, I see light shining. Then I saw darkness begin to burn around you. I saw you surrounded in darkness, but yet I see a light looking for how to find expression. It's a mystery how light decided to shine in darkness. But the Lord said, I should let you understand, if you can only give up certain things for him, the Lord said he will make you a voice. Because as I look at you, I see myself many years ago, addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, sleeping around, and all kinds of addiction. But the Lord said he will purify you and make you a voice unto himself. Why? Because the nightmare, the dreams and the encounters you are having, the Lord is calling you deeper. Is it making sense? You are finding it hard. But somehow the Lord don't want to leave you. You want to leave the Lord, but the Lord don't want to leave you. Because there's a calling of God upon you, young man. What's your name? I'll remember your name to be praying for you. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I agree together with you. May you break through in this season. By the anointing of the Lord. By the anointing of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. There is coming a restoration for you. Restoration for you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord God of heaven strengthen you. May the Lord God of heaven strengthen you. May the Lord do for you that which no man can do. The Lord God of heaven do for you. You must see us with the Lord. You must see us with the Lord. Do you have any desire for evangelism? Evangelism. As I look at you right now, I saw you moving from city to city. Village, but villages first. I see you organizing village evangelism. As I look at you right now. What's your name? I don't know you before. As I look at you, I see you going out for evangelism. And the Lord told me to let you understand. Many people will die if you don't reach out to them. There's a burden of an evangelist upon you. Father, let it be so in the power, by the power of the Spirit of the Lord. But you are frustrated where you are right now because you have not answered the call of God effectively well. Forget about everything. The Lord will give you boldness and courage. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will wipe away your tears of many. Wonder if any pain in your body. Your leg. Father, oh my God, you can't stand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree the healing of the Lord. I ask, oh God, whatsoever has caused this pain, let it be gone. I bring you healing, miracles, in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord strengthen you. The Lord be with you. The Lord keep you in the name of Jesus. The Lord keep you in the name of Jesus. The Lord keep you in the name of Jesus. If I go back to your seat, I assure you, all of these men cannot pray for you and things will not shift for you. They must shift for you. They must shift. They must. It's a must. It's a must. It's a must. It's a must. What is your name again? The Lord is going to reward you. The Lord God of heaven is going to reward you. God will reward you. Men may not be able to, but God can reward you. God will reward your faithfulness. God will reward your faithfulness.
Yeah. Ebenezer, Ebenezer,
When I look at you, the Lord says he's going to reward you. The Lord said he's going to favor you in a man men will not understand, in a way men will not understand. The Lord says he's going to favor you and reward you in a way men will not understand. The Lord said his glory will yet again be restored upon you. But there was a season of ease, and somehow there has been some little restraint. And the Lord said, the same wind that blew before and make things with ease, he said, that same wind will come again. Because I see like a strange wind came, and the strange wind came with a strange affliction. Strange affliction with strange trials. Makes you doubt a lot of things. But the Lord said, for your season of endurance, the Lord said, I will reward you again. The Lord said, he will do to you what men cannot do. And I will not say this thing to comfort you. If I drop this mic from here, I'm out of this place. But I'm telling you to let you know this by the Lord. It will amaze you. The Lord will compress time for you. I make a reward that we are missing. To amaze men. To amaze men. To amaze men. Nobody, I know you are my friend. But seasons come and seasons go. Another seasons will open. The suffering and the pain we see right now is just for a moment. Just for a moment. It's just for a moment. The Lord God is going to send strange men and women that will partner. They will not be compelled. They will come. So when I was talking to him, I felt the same thing. I don't know whether you are trusting the Lord for a property, or there's a property people are about to acquire. I'm seeing the Lord sending men and women strangely. They will not be compared. The people that we have talked to may not even respond. But I see strangers, strangers, strangers come bearing greetings. You are a man called out, separated from your clan, from your tribe, from among your people, and separated for the cause of peace. When the Lord approves of your man, there is nothing man can do. I speak to you as an apostolic voice that the Lord has given you the strength to build. As such, he will strengthen the hands of the builder together with you, that you may rise and build. And in the days of the building, strangers shall come and say, let us build together. This is not the house of the Lord. And you will choose and decide who should you build with. It will amaze you. It will amaze you. This is the days of triumph. After this conference, you will see speed. Speed like never before. Speed and triumph. What's the meaning of your name, Sir Chubuzo? Yeah? Do you see the meaning of his name? Noble. Is your name as sweet like that? The Lord is about to make him to begin to dine with the nobles. That's the reason I'm saying this. Because
The strangers I'm talking about is I see the Lord connecting you with men of influence. Men that matters among others. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I see you connected to men of influence and men of power. I mean power and substance. It will amaze you. It will amaze you. Then the gate of nations shall open. The gate of nations shall open. When the breaker pass by you, he open unto you doors that have been closed. For ancient gates leave their doors. And when nations open, you are made a nation. When a nation opens, it's because you have conquered the present nation. It's a season of triumph. It's a season of triumph. And daddy, the Lord say you also preserve you. The Lord say you also preserve you. The Lord say he will preserve you. He will strengthen you. He will give you the grace to be able to endure and never to compromise. The Lord says he will strengthen your feet and give you the wisdom for counsel, the wisdom for direction, and the wisdom to be able to be guided aright. Seasons comes and seasons goes. But to everyone is given a purpose upon the face of the earth to fulfill. From today, may the Lord God of heaven cause you to fulfill the purpose apportioned for you in your season. I declare that you will never be shut down. The hand of the Lord will be strengthened upon you to keep and to preserve. May each and every one of you triumph. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. May the glory of the Lord be seen in your life. May from today, you will not just sing just like that. May you carry the presence and the power of the Lord. If you can, fast at least once in a week and spend time with God. Ministration are sweet now. Ministration is administration of spirit. When you stand by people and you cannot administer something from the throne, you are wasting their time. It is evil to gather people and not give them anything. An encounter portion to you. You are our hope in this place. The prayer people here and the worshippers are our hope. May God strengthen us and keep us and guide us. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon us and give us peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Sorry for taking so much of your time. Thank you so much, Apostle Johnson, Pastor Tibuzo, my friend, Apostle Godwin, Apostle Righteous, and I think Bishop is here. Isaac, I call Isaac Bishop. And we again, thank you so much for coming around. Thank you so much. Sorry, I couldn't recognize all of you. I just came and just went like that. Sometimes it happens. And I forgot your name again. Manasseh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sorry for taking quite a lot of your time. Thank you again. Give the Lord a shout.
You can actually do better. You can actually do better. Unto our God, unto our King, unto our deliverer, I am a deliverer. Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.